Welcome to the Napolitano cast. We have the amazing Linda Bray. Linda, welcome to the Napolitano cast.
Oh, thank you, Georgia. It's great to be here. I'm really excited about it.
It's fantastic that you have just, I can't wait to get into really talking about the whole Point Chesapeake thing, because it's crazy out there, the history of that area. But for those of you who know me, I'm Giorgio Valentini. I'm the marketing director for Napolitano Homes. And we got Linda in here because Linda is like the first letter of her name, a legend in the Point Chesapeake and Shore Drive area in Chicopee Beach. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I've been selling real estate for developers. I've basically just focused on new construction for the past 30 years. And I have focused primarily on the Shore Drive corridor. I felt, where else is there to go? Where am I going up from there? So I've really, I think there was only 4 years out of that 30 that I didn't sell Shore Drive.
Wow.
Everything has been there or the Eastern Shore. And I'll tell you, it's been so exciting because I've lived there on Shore Drive for 26 of those years. And to me, there's nothing better.
It's like the back of your hand.
It is. It absolutely is.
So I tell you what, I moved here back in 88. I went to school here, but I also hung a lot around the Chicopee Beach area. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, we lived off of Outlook.
Lookout. Near Bay Lake Pines area.
Yes. And that was a great time. Lived in a duplex there with a friend of mine from college.
Oh, wow.
And it was a heck of a time. We were two streets away from the beach. The Chesapeake Bay has pretty much been synonymous with us living over here. And it was just such a part of our history here growing up. But the one thing that I think that everybody doesn't realize is that Point Chesapeake on the Bay, let's talk about, for those of you who are not in the area, there used to be a great seafood restaurant that place was known for, the Duck Inn.
That's right. The Duck Inn. Oh my gosh. Everyone who comes in to look at Point Chesapeake, they always look out at the gazebo and they said, oh my God, this is where the Duck Inn was. Everyone remembers that. It's amazing.
The Duck Inn was legendary in this area.
Since 1953.
Jeez, that's crazy. That's unbelievable. That's pre-Virginia Beach. That is before that was Princess Anne County.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It was before our time.
Before our time.
Not much.
We're young at heart, Linda.
That's the deal.
That's
what you got to shoot for.
For those of you that don't know about the area, that area is rich in history. I'm a big history buff. And I know that this area has just exploded. But I mean, let's talk about 4 or 5 miles down the road, you've got First Landing State Park.
Yeah.
Then right there by the Lynn Haven River, you've got marinas, you've got restaurants, shops. That place is just a hotspot for fun. I mean, that's all really I can describe it. I mean, you've lived there long enough to know
exactly
what a great place of real estate it is.
Oh yeah, the way it's boomed. When I first came to the area and you drove down Shore Drive from the Lesnar Bridge down, you could see the bay from the street. Now it's nothing but condominiums everywhere. There's no land left. This is the property that Point Chesapeake was built on, was the last piece of undeveloped land that could be built on. So now this is the last piece, unless we knock something down, which one day they will, but not anytime soon.
Yeah.
If you want something new, this is where you want to be.
Absolutely. And it's having been there and being able to tour the condominiums. Mm-hmm. These are luxury condominiums, but to a completely different level.
Yes.
It's probably, like you said, being in such a great location on the bay. I don't think that there's another area that I can think of immediately that you have such a expansive view
right
of sunrise to sunset, and you overlook the Chesapeake Bay.
And not many places in this area other than the bay is where you'll see the sunset over the water. Obviously, we all equate it with being on a different direction. But here you can watch the sunset go down behind the Bay Bridge Tunnel. People sit out there all along Shore Drive up at their railings and have a glass of wine and just enjoy that scene because it is absolutely breathtaking.
It really is. How many times have we driven by there and you go over the bridge and yeah. you see the sunrise, the sunset. It yeah. is just, it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous view for anybody who hasn't been there. It is just an amazing, amazing experience just to be there. And all of these condominiums have balconies that basically your front yard is the bay. Beach.
Yeah. And you know, it's very unique because most of the communities that I've sold and that other communities there on Shore Drive, most of them have two buildings out of 10 or two buildings out of six that actually have the bayfront view. The others are further back and you have to actually lean out from your balcony to catch a glimpse.
Not here.
Here, the builder has made 85% of his homes have direct bayfront views. There's only one that is not direct and it will have fabulous views as well.
That's
very unusual.
Crazy planning.
Yes, it is.
That's to be able to have sunrise and sunset views yeah. essentially all the time almost.
Yeah.
Is just amazing. Now, the other thing that really that area has is just the level of community around there. And just because it is on the beach, there's nothing really touristy about it. This is a sense of community. If anybody has ever told you, oh, I live on Shore Drive, oh, in this area, the locals will call it Chicks Beach.
Right.
Chicks
right.
Beach is the name that everybody gives it. It's the local nickname for the area.
Yeah.
And having, like I said, grown up in the area 30 some odd years, that area has really never become such a touristy area. This right. is pretty much a small community town right. on its own. And if you are a local, you are a Chicks Beach resident.
Yeah.
You are, where do you live? I live on Shore Drive. You mm-hmm. don't live in Virginia Beach. You live at Shore Drive. It's just kind of the way that it is.
True.
Or I live in Chicks Beach. So really, let's get into the condos themselves, luxury condos, and let's really talk about the Aurora and the Beacon. They're beautiful, beautiful layouts. They are just great, and they're amazingly big for the square footage. They're deceivingly big.
Yes.
So let's talk about the Aurora first.
Okay. All right. Well, as you were saying, Giorgio, we only have two floor plans in buildings 1, 2, 3, and 4. We've changed over in building 5, but then building 6 will also have the same. So those are two very popular floor plans. When you come into the building, there are only two units on, or I should say two homes on a floor. So you have literally half the building is yours on that floor. The Aurora is the floor plan that always faces to the west. They all have the waterfront views, but one is more oriented to the west and the other to the east. The Aurora is a tad bit smaller, but they're all 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, huge laundry rooms. Your living room, your dining room, and your kitchen all have fabulous waterfront views. The bedrooms are the only ones that are compromised at all, but I think most people would prefer, if you're not going to have a view in a room, you want it to be a bedroom. So they've really laid those out very well. So the Aurora is a little over 2340 square feet and with a huge balcony. All the homes come with a 2-car garage. And mentioning that I've been selling condos for 30 years, I've never sold one with a 2-car garage. Not a community out there has that other than one that Napolitano built formerly. That was the only other one that had the 2-car
garage.
That's
a really great point, and I'm really glad that you bring this up. One of the things that a lot of people don't think about is really parking. Parking
exactly.
is a big deal. It is a commodity, not just at the Shore Drive area, but also in Virginia Beach, usually at the oceanfront.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, tell us about the parking.
Well, you've got a 2-car garage. You also have a storage unit within the garage. If it doesn't go in the garage, you have a separate storage unit on that floor. So we give you the storage, we give you the garage. They're beautifully finished, but you also have guest parking. So outside, there's guest parking down by the clubhouse and then out in front of the community as soon as you enter the gated community.
That's something that is a hot commodity around
oh,
here.
Oh, yes, it really is.
It really is. And the fact that you offer this, I think, becomes a really appealing factor when everybody is really looking at Point Chesapeake. So we talked about the Aurora. Now let's talk about the Beacon. The
yep.
Beacon is, well, it's the opposite side, but I tell you what, it's
yeah.
a totally different essential residence in its own.
It's very different than the Aurora in that, number one, we had one setup that we could show that's very, very standard. The other one, which is the Beacon, we just gave that decorator evidently carte blanche because she has blown it out of the water.
Yeah, for lack of better terms, it is blinged out.
Yes, it is. It really is.
It really is.
But it's fabulous. It's a little more open. The Aurora is a little more of a traditional layout. The Beacon, you have to be a little bit more creative to lay it out the way you would live it, but it's equally nice. It's a little larger. It's 2,405 square feet. It has a living room, dining room, plus a den. All of that is facing the water.
You get a chance to go and visit the models, it is strikingly beautiful. I think that is one of the things that every time that I make the excuse to go over there and work and make that my office for the day, for whatever reason, it is just such a beautiful layout.
Yes.
And not just because this model has been upgraded in various ways, but the views you have, like Linda says, you know, like you said, you know, you've got a den, you've got the living room, no matter where you walk or sit in that unit, You are going to have a complete view of the Chesapeake Bay.
And my partner, Jennifer, she chooses to sit out there in the dining room and do her work. She brings her laptop. She goes out there and sits. She says, why would we sit out in that sales trailer when we can sit here and enjoy this view?
Oh.
And I have to agree with her, but I can't get a lot done if I do that.
No doubt. You know, we were talking about that with our videographer when we were out there the other day. And, you know, it's a beautiful view, but you just kind of sit there and all of a sudden, oh, I'll sit here and watch for 10 minutes. The beautiful Chesapeake Bay. Next thing you know, 3 hours later, you're pretty much kind of done. And Jennifer's got the right idea. And I think that anybody who goes and views those models will just immediately fall in love with the views.
Yeah.
And to be completely, completely honest, it doesn't get old.
No, it really doesn't. And, you know, one thing that I have to mention, I feel like the bay is so much more exciting than living down at the oceanfront. I mean, yes, you're on the ocean, but here you see all the boating activity, the dolphin activity. You see everything here. It's like when I used to drive across the bridge tunnel, you never knew what you were going to see. You were going to see dolphins, you were going to see seals, you were going to see everything. And it's the same here. There's always something different happening. I love it.
I tell you what, one of the greatest things in this area, for those of you who are out of towners and not really from the area, Virginia Beach and Hampton Roads is one of the largest naval military installations on the East Coast. And to be able to see the Navy ships go back and forth.
Yes, exactly.
Is probably a sight to behold. On top of that, that's the main entrance to the channel, to the Elizabeth River, to Norfolk, to the docks and to the ports. And you see these amazing ships go back and forth. Every time that I go out there, you're right, the dolphins, you see the wildlife out there. It is just the last beautiful part of the beach that is an unobstructed view of everything that this area has been known for forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's magical, really. I think that is what it is. Now, that area, like I said earlier, got a lot of restaurants. It's got a lot of places to go to. So it's not just like if it's just, you know, hey, you're on the beach,
you're
on a condo. You've got places, they walking distance.
There are probably three restaurants that you can walk to very easily right across Shore Drive. You've got Bubba's, you've got Dockside, you've got Chick's, Shuckers. They're just, I mean, and they're amazing restaurants. They're busy though, so you want to get there early.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
and those names that you just said are known hotspots in the area by the locals. These are the local places to go to. You ask anybody in Shore Drive, hey, where should I go? They're going to say Bubba's.
You've got your Shuckers. Fresh Market. Right across the street and go get your own seafood if you want to come home and fix it. We've got the places where the ships go out. You can go boating, fishing, deep sea fishing. You can do a bay cruise. It's endless what
you can do out there. The one thing that I do want to talk about, and this is just the most exciting thing that we're looking forward to, is the big introduction to Building 5. Building 5 is probably just the coup de grace.
Yes, it is. It is, absolutely. And anyone that comes out there will tell you that. Actually, we were originally planning to do 6 buildings all identical. And then we had so much feedback that people wanted a pool. And in order to accommodate a pool, they had to redesign Building 5. and that would fit in front of the building. Well, in doing that, they were able to redesign it, and every single window, I believe except for one, in our east-facing homes will have unobstructed views of the bay and the beach.
Crazy.
It's phenomenal. So every room in there is going to look right down the bay to the east, and nothing to obstruct it. Well, we've had people on reservation for that for 2 years now. And when they first reserved it, they didn't even know it was going to be different. And now that we've gotten to this point where this past weekend, we've started working through the reservations, and it has been phenomenal. I mean, we have got, I think, already five. Let's see, there'd be 16 total. We've already got five within the first 3 days that have converted to contracts, and we're still working on it.
Word got out so quickly about this new building. And the two models that are going to be there are the Sunrise and the Horizon.
Right.
And dually, the reason Sunrise is because the Sunrise faces the east, Horizon faces the west. But don't let that really deceive you. You can get an unobstructed view of both ends of the bay.
Exactly. Exactly. They're phenomenal. The designs are just phenomenal, what they were able to do with that. And until people can really get in, I don't think they realize how phenomenal they are.
Oh, it's
once they get in those buildings, they're going to be shocked. The drone is going to help a lot.
We've been doing a lot of drone video over there, and not just because I like to go out there and make any excuse to go out there, but we have a wonderful, wonderful videographer, Shailene, that just does wonderful, wonderful videography out there. And we have a video, and you can see it. It'll be on the website as well. And you can essentially fly over the entire Chesapeake Bay and the view, and that's exactly what you get. It is an impressive view of the bay. And the only way to capture was really by drone. We're going to be doing something really great, though. This is really, really cool. Someone at Berkshire Hathaway had the brilliant idea. Why don't we take videos and photos of the vantage point from each balcony at each level and do a drone video of each panoramic view of what you're going to see when you're out on the patio of each individual unit? Brilliant. That was brilliant. And later on, they will be on the website. You see for yourself, and you're going to just be amazed at just the views and the spectacular panorama that you can see unobstructed 180 degrees or even more.
It's going to be so breathtaking.
It really is. So what's the square footage difference? You said that
these are larger. Yeah. Our Horizon is going to be over about 2550 square feet.
Okay.
So that went from 2340 to 2550. And the Sunrise is going to be about a little over 2700. That's a big home for all on one level.
That is huge.
It really is.
The one thing that has always impressed me about the buildings is that when you stand outside and you look at them, you say, wow, you think that that's not that big. You walk inside and you're kind of like in an alternate dimension. It's like, how did this thing just get so big?
Yeah.
It's impressive. And I think you don't really understand the scope of it until you actually go and visit the model.
People are surprised that you have that whole half of the building is your own.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're a little surprised at that because it does look like a pretty good sized building, but they have no idea. Only two people on a floor.
Now, the ceilings, they're high ceilings as well, too.
Well, we're all 9-foot ceilings throughout, or pretty much throughout, not the bathrooms, but the penthouses are the same square footage as the rest of the building, but you've got these dramatic 14 and 12-foot ceilings.
Wow.
And lots of extra transom windows. I mean, they're really, really
the
to die for.
The light in those penthouses is just totally breathtaking.
It blows you away.
It just really blows you away.
Yeah.
It makes the entire home look so much bigger.
Oh, it really does.
It really, really does. So in contrast, how about the penthouses also at the Sunrise and the Horizon? I'm sure that these, with the added square footage, now these things have got to look
massive. I haven't had the pleasure of going in one yet, but I told the builder not too long ago, I said, people are jumping on these now. Wait until we can get inside of them and they see really what they're getting, because they're going to compare them at this point to the largest thing we have, which is 2,400. You think about it, another 300 and some square feet's a lot of space.
It's really seriously impressive. And I think that you don't really get the full scope of it unless you visit the models, like I said. And like I keep repeating, go to pointchesapeakeonthebay.com. See for yourself. There's interactive tours of the Beacon and the Aurora in there. But once the new building, Building 5, is ready, and we do the internal videos and the photos in there, all I can tell you is prepare to be amazed.
Yeah.
And the way that we have been, along with Berkshire Hathaway, promoting these new buildings and these new units, it's like promoting this teaser to this blockbuster movie that won't be out for like another 2 years. And all you're doing is these little featurettes and stuff. And finally, it's coming to fruition. And hopefully, when you see it, you're going to say it was well worth the wait.
Well, I think that's the way a lot of these people feel that have jumped from reservation onto contract. They think, my God, number one, they didn't know it was going to be a bigger building. And they are just so excited because this, for a lot of people, is their last move. Our buyer profile out there is primarily people looking either towards retirement or people who've already retired. We do have quite a few young professionals, but for the most part, we're seeing people that are coming down from Washington. They're still commanding the DC salaries. They're able to live on the Chesapeake and look at the bay while they work. You know, it's just unbelievable the type of people that are coming in town that would have never been able to do that before.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the key things that we're seeing is that people moving from very populous areas down here that are surprised that there is actually a place where they can come that is, like we said at the beginning of the podcast, it is one of the last valuable pieces of real estate that we built on.
Yeah.
That it is just, it's the view is just, it's crazy. It really is. However, there can be no better testimonial than, oh, okay, these are really great place to live. Point Chesapeake is great. Unless what, Linda?
Well, I've lived on the Bay now for 26 years from another developer I represented. And I've never in 26 years selling all these communities had any inkling to move until this happened. And I thought, you know what? When I went over there and saw this, my husband and I both just looked at each other and thought, we're moving here. So we've written our contract. We're moving in August. And I am so excited as he is. I don't think there's anything better on the Bay. I don't think there's anything better in Virginia Beach. But it's the creme de la creme of Shore Drive.
You know, for sure. You were saying that, you know, you and Jennifer were talking. It's like, well, why are we stuck in the sales office? Well, Linda just went to the next step. And essentially, you know what? I think I'll just go ahead and move in.
Exactly. We teased about it when I first got there. I really didn't know that would happen, but I am thrilled to death.
It's great. And what a great way to promote it. And, know, whenever you're selling one of these units, it's just going to be, well, don't believe me, I live here,
exactly.
kind of a thing. And that's great to know. Now, again, like I said, around the area, Point Chesapeake is really within walking distance from any restaurants, natural state parks, driving distance. The area is wildly historic. If anybody is really interested in history, this whole area was essentially, they call it First Landing State Park for a reason. And that is because when they were coming on their way up to Jamestown, this was the first place that they stopped at. And essentially, you're overlooking the bay. You are looking at history of America and the path that led to where the United States and America is today. And that is one thing that I think a lot of people really underappreciate, is that living in this area is being able to live in a place that really started
everything. Yeah. Everything. I mean, it's so rich in history. It's unbelievable. The more people delve into it, the more they realize it.
Oh, absolutely. Linda, this has been just terrific sitting down and talking to you about Point Chesapeake. It's just been fantastic. Why don't you tell everybody how to get in touch with you if they want to make an appointment?
Sure. You can reach me on my email at linda.bray@bhhstown.com, or you can call me on my cell, 757-286-6160. And I'm there whenever you want me.
And definitely go to the website. Linda's information and contact info is on there, as is Jennifer's contact information. So in case Linda's not there, Jennifer will be. And definitely pointchesapeakeonthebay.com. Linda, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You can tell the excitement in your voice in representing and living there as well. It's just a beautiful thing. Thanks a lot for coming in and spreading the good news and spreading the word.
Oh, I really appreciate you all having me come in, and I take advantage of any bragging time I can.
And you know what? Done deal. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Thank you. Do you love where you live? Well, you will at Point Chesapeake on the Bay.